With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Insider, former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker. You can catch Ross each and every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out on the radio.com app, or you can just search radio.com/home. And he's brought to you by the new 5-Hour Energy Shots, now available in two great flavors. Ross Tucker, appreciate the time as always, my friend.
Of course, Bill. How are you?
We're doing all right, Ross. Now, you're a businessman. You're an Ivy League guy. We're talking a lot about capital ventures and different revenue spending for ownerships in the MLB. Some people are not happy with the baseball owner here in town. But you as a player-wise, how difficult can it be to play with ownership that sometimes might be a little bit misguided?
Well, this is right up my alley. I love talking about stuff like this. I played for five teams, and I would say there was a wide disparity in ownership in terms of both competence as well as commitment to using resources for the greater good and for the good of the football team, right? So I had Daniel Snyder with the Redskins. Then I had Jerry Jones with the Cowboys, Ralph Wilson Jr. with the Buffalo Bills, Robert Kraft with the New England Patriots, and then I don't even remember the name. Lerner maybe was the Browns guy. I don't know. And then went back to the Redskins, and it was still Daniel Snyder. And it's interesting because the one thing I can tell you, and you guys only have to deal with this from a football team standpoint, but in general, there is a lot more owner involvement in professional sports and certainly in the NFL than people realize. You know, after the fact, you know, after coaches get fired and they go somewhere else or they retire and I get a chance to talk to them, just me and them, not on the radio or the podcast or whatever, they'll tell me stories about, yep, the owner said didn't want to pay this quarterback anymore and we had to move on from him, or the owner wanted to do this, or it really is fascinating, but nobody ever says that publicly because you know what's not a smart move if you want to get hired by other teams? Talking bad about owners. That's not a good move if you want to stay in the industry.
So you're saying AB is not going to get a job?
No, I highly doubt it. It's the worst thing you can do.
Yes.
I mean, legitimately, you're better off committing some heinous criminal acts than you are talking junk on the owners.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they might be able to look past if you're really good doing something bad off the field. But if you are criticizing owners publicly, good luck. And like I said, you know, they have more involvement than I think people realize. And, you know, I understand fans that say, can they just get out of the way and stop meddling and let the football people do it? I get all that. But let me tell you dudes right now, okay? If one of my businesses, like My Front Page Story or Go Big Recruiting, I got a bunch of small businesses, right? If one of them, like, hit it big, and I made like $10 billion and bought an NFL team, do you guys think that I would just hire Baby Tausch and Gary to be my GM and head coach?
No chance.
I think it's a great idea.
Just sit up in the skybox drinking vodka tonics?
It's a great idea.
Can you guys run the team?
It's a great idea. XFL is going to expand.
No.
XFL is going to expand. It sounds like a great idea. Give it a shot.
No, I don't think so. But you know what? That's my point.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Milwaukee thing. What's the problem?
Well, he admitted yesterday at spring training, as people have been disappointed in last year, they set a record for the amount of money spent on the payroll, close to about $125 million. They usually operate, it was only the third time in the franchise history, they'd gone over $100 million. They're back down to about $91-92, and people are calling him cheap. And then he comes out yesterday and says, well, we operated under a loss last year. So we decided we had to do some things differently, And there's a feeling that he should be reaching into his own pocket to spend some more money on players.
So what I would tell you is that unlike like in Europe, right, where the owners look at it that way, they don't really – it's not as high of a priority in Europe and Asia with their professional sports to make money from it. It's really a vanity play for the owners. And, you know, these like Russian billionaire dudes, like they'll pay 750 grand or $1 million to have the best women's basketball player so that their women's basketball team wins their league over there. That is not how U.S. sports operate. There's not a single NFL team that's even close to operating at a loss. And even MLB, it just doesn't happen. You know, maybe one year like last year. But the thing is like super rich guys, right? They don't get rich and or stay rich by losing money annually. Especially when, I forget, what happened to you guys at the end of the year last year, the Brewers?
Lost in the wild card round in a game that they were leading for 8 innings against the team that ended up winning the World Series.
That's what I thought. I remember that game. That game was awesome, by the way. I know not for you guys, but that was right. A good baseball game.
It was. Mm-hmm.
So at that point, he said, you know what? I went all in. I put $125 million in. We lost money, and it still didn't work. Like, we still weren't able to win it all. And the thing is you can look, it's not just the Brewers. You know, if you're a Brewers fan, you guys, and I can't believe I'm talking baseball and I actually sound decent at it.
Yeah, you
but,
do sound really good.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but no, dude, I'm telling you guys, because I do Home and Home, this national show now that's not just football.
Right.
We've talked to several people in Boston. Dude, they traded Mookie Betts
mm-hmm.
because they didn't want to pay him. Yeah. They're the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the three or four biggest revenue-generating teams in all of baseball. Their payroll's usually huge. They're crying poor. Mookie Betts is what? Maybe the second best player in baseball behind Mike Trout? And they saw how much Mike Trout said, and they said, oh, heck no, we're not doing that. And they traded Mookie Betts. The Red Sox did.
Yeah, yep. That's crazy.
So it's far from just a Milwaukee Brewers thing. I think it's hard as a fan to ask an owner to operate at a loss. Picture being Boston. That guy just wants to make more money. The Brewers guy, it sounds like, just doesn't want to lose money. I actually respect that he even went to 125 last year, and that he's even at 91. I mean, Milwaukee is not a big market. I live in central Pennsylvania. Like the Pittsburgh Pirates, it's interesting because there's a huge difference.
It's insane.
Where I live between the Phillies and the Pirates. Now, I will say this. The Phillies guy, Middleton, he actually is willing to, like, pay the tax and willing to go over because he is willing to maybe even lose some money to try to win because I guess he's got that much money and he wants to and there's that much pressure. But there aren't many people that are willing to do that, and I don't even know if he's really doing that. You know, he doesn't come out and say, I lost money or only made this, but he has said he will be aggressive.
Now, let's stay with baseball. What do you think about the Houston Astros and that scandal that's going on?
So, first of all, I'll say this, Gary. It's the most I've ever talked about baseball in my whole life.
Uh-huh.
It's the most interested I've been about baseball probably since I was trying to catch home runs from Mike Schmidt. You know what I mean? Like in the field at the vet.
Uh-huh.
I find the whole thing fascinating. So, first of all this, like, I don't know how you discipline the players. Like, how do you know which guys? How do you know how much they did it? Everybody wants them to discipline the players. I don't know how you do that. What I do think you do is you say, and this is, I think, would satisfy a lot of people and would be disciplining the players, is you say there is no 2017 World Series winner. You vacate the title, you know, take the piece of metal or whatever the guy said back. But there is no 2017 winner, number one. That's the first thing I would say. Number two, let me just tell you, and I have volunteered my services for this. The first pitcher of the first game, And if you have to make it, the dude that throws so hard in AAA, 100 miles an hour,
you've
got no control.
There you go, Ross.
You have that guy start.
Exactly.
And he hits the first dude, then he hits the second dude. And at that point, the bench is probably clear.
Right.
Or he gets ejected.
Yeah.
And then guess what? I've never heard of that dude. But after that game, that guy's a legend forever. I love him. And I already he needs to hire me, because here's the quote after the game. Look, I knew I was going to get suspended, fined, whatever. It doesn't really matter. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than baseball. I had to do this for America. Tell me that guy doesn't become a legend and get side endorsements on every TV show.
Sure.
That dude is a legend. Look, last time I did it with my daughters, I threw 57 miles an hour, but I will do it. I will do it.
I was going to say, all you got to do is make sure he's 35 and he can run for president.
But although, my only thing, because we had this huge debate, and of course, Steve wants to hit everybody, but my only thing with that, though, Ross, if you would do that, I mean, are they going to get that every single time they go play? Because, see, I think that will be a bad look for Major League Baseball if you're fighting every single time the Astros play.
No, they're not
going
to. It'll die out. People will say they made their point. It would be the first game, and then maybe when they played like the Yankees or the Dodgers or the people that really think they got a raw deal from it. That is actually, like people say, is this bad or good for baseball?
Right, exactly.
Personally, I think it's good for baseball. Right or wrong, this is the most I've ever talked baseball. And by the way, I don't watch a lot of baseball. I'm a Phillies fan. I don't watch some of baseball. But if the Astros' first game is on national television, I'm watching that. Astros-Dodgers, Astros-Yankees, I'm watching that. In fact, I'm watching a decent amount of Astros because I want to see how the fans treat them. I am fascinated to see, like, okay, game 48, right? And they're playing, let's just say they're playing in Pittsburgh. I'm just taking this
out. Yeah, game 48, okay.
Game 48 in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Are there 500 fans at the stadium screaming at these guys, calling them bums and cheaters?
Sure.
Or is there two dudes there and, like, nobody cares anymore?
No.
That is what I can't wait to see. And let me say this. I know a lot of people were criticizing Manfred for this. And look, there's a lot to criticize that guy for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I actually think there's some truth to what he said about these guys having to live with this. Dude, every time, you know, they're going to be asked about it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Every time you go to a stadium, you have an 8-year-old looking at you and calling you a cheater. I mean, that's rough, bro. I mean, that is rough. Trust me when I tell you, those guys would take a 20-game, 40-game, 60-game suspension over having people calling them cheaters and looking at them with that disappointed, vile look for the rest of their lives.
The other part about this, since we're going to talk baseball with you,
why not?
Is the Players Association all of this, because it was pretty much laid out there by Rob Manfred and echoed by Tony Clark that, look, if you were going to go after those players and try and discipline them, you didn't have enough evidence to do anything to them, and we would have fought for them, and nothing ever would have happened at the end of the day. Even though a majority of the players in baseball want them penalized, the Players Association is pretty much saying it never would have been allowed.
Well, that's exactly right, and I don't know how you can say, okay, Altuve's 46 games, Bregman's 41. Like, I don't know how you do that. The way you do it is you take away the title.
Right.
I think you did, because honestly, those guys already got to celebrate being World Series champs and being loved for 3 years. They had the ring ceremony. Mm-hmm. They had the parade. They got to celebrate on the field. It's really not that big a deal to them if you vacate the World Series title. They still have all the pictures in their mansions of them celebrating, jumping up and down. It's really just the principle of it. He made a huge mistake not taking that away from them. I don't even think, like, those guys would be bummed about it, but if they were being honest about it and having beers with you, they'd be like, yeah, dude, whatever.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
They didn't take my ring. I still was able to celebrate for a couple years. I still, you know, I did all the cool parts about it. So the record book doesn't say it. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not like they're going to take away the engagement that Carlos Correa had on the field after they won Game 7 of the World Series. Dude's already married. That's locked in. Ross, we got to ask you one football question on the way out. Is it a good or a bad thing that neither Brian Bulaga or Blake Martinez, the two high-priced free agents to be for the Green Bay Packers, were on the Pro Football Focus Top 50?
I would say neither. I don't think people really care that much about that. Every team's going to have their own evaluation. It's not a great free agent class, and those are pretty valuable, especially Bulaga positions, and there's a lot of cap space out there. It doesn't really matter. They're going to get a lot of money. It's interesting, though, by the way, because today on the Ross Tucker on the Even Money Sports Betting podcast, which is on the radio.com app as well, we did our first look at NFC season win total numbers. Packers are 9.5. I went over. I mean, I think that, I mean, second year for Rodgers with LaFleur, I think they win at least 10 or 11 next year. I thought it was interesting, though. Steve Fezzik, my co-host, he went under 9.5. Like, that really, really surprised me. I was surprised the number was 9.5, and even more surprised that he went under. I don't see it.
I already took advantage.
I think they win at least 10 or 11. I love the over for the Pack right now.
Ross, you also look at Drew Brees, just talked about, well, I'm coming back, and you know, and so now the quarterback carousel is going with Tom Brady. But when you look at Drew Brees' career, Ross, is it comparable to Aaron Rodgers?
Extremely similar. Very similar. Both guys have had unbelievable success, put up ridiculous numbers, went to a Super Bowl and won it relatively early in their careers, and have not been able to get back. And they did it. Was it back-to-back?
Yeah, back-to-back. Yep.
Yeah, back-to-back. And it's actually, if you think about it, the fact that neither one of those guys has gotten back to the Super Bowl in 10 years, like, what are the odds of that? Especially when you think about how close they've both come so many times. I mean, the Bostic onside kick, the Saints getting the raw deal on the penalty. It's almost like those guys are both Superman, and the NFC Championship game is like their kryptonite at this point, and they can't get past it because they're so good. They should have gotten back, but for reasons that in some instances are outside of their control, they haven't been able to.
Well, let me ask you this then, too, because Mike McCarthy basically got ran out of town here in Green Bay. Is Sean Payton getting a free pass there in New Orleans, you think?
I do not, because, you know, they've still been winning 12, 13, 14 games.
Right.
And, you know, winning playoff games, and I think everybody knows that they should have beat the Rams, that the NFL totally screwed them in that game a couple of years ago.
Correct.
I think that's the difference. I mean, for McCarthy, they were starting to have losing seasons back-to-back. I mean, it was, and even with Aaron Rodgers, the Saints are like number one, number two seed type every year. And, you know, this year they just had a tough one against the Vikings. But, no, I don't think he is. I don't think he is. But it'll be interesting to see what he's able to do when Brees is gone, that's for sure.
Ross, really appreciate it, man. I know we kept you a little bit overtime. And talking baseball, just with a business guy, it's fun to be able to get the business side of sports from the perspective that you have playing and also just being smart enough and now covering it in the media. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, all right?
See you, dudes.
There he is. That's Ross Tucker joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.